All right, and good evening, everybody. You are here for Tech Talk Live with me, Captain Ron, and the Rust Belt Mechanic himself, Kyle.
What's happening? What's happening, guys? Glad to see everybody tuning into the channel tonight. We've got some really sweet stuff here planned. As you can already tell, since you're live here on the Master Apprentice channel, he's been the one to kind of delegate what we're going on and who we have on the show tonight. Who we got rocking for the show tonight there, Captain?
Well, this evening, we are going to be bringing you a couple of guys that have started up a company that takes care of your toolbox, because everybody needs to take care of their investments and their toolboxes, and a lot of people neglect them, and these people help you out. So what I got tonight is I've got Mario, and I've got, is it Jose?
Jose.
These guys are from the Box Cleaners. You guys have probably seen them around on Facebook, Instagram before. If you guys haven't, make sure you guys go check them out at the Box Cleaners on Instagram and look them up on Facebook at the Box Cleaners. You guys can check out all their stuff. We're going to pull up the website here in a little bit and take a look at some of their products, but I want to give them a chance to start up and say hi. So welcome to the show, guys.
How you doing? What's going on? Going?
So, yeah. Yes, Kyle?
No, I said awesome. Good to see you guys. Glad to see you. And...
thank you for having us, by the way.
No problem. Thank you guys for taking the time to hang out with us tonight. Yes, so start off, just give us some background about you guys. Let us know, where you're from, what you guys do, and basically how you guys came up with the company that you guys started. So we'll start with you, Jose.
All right. So I'm 32 years old. I probably look 42 because of the field that I was working in. So I'm a BMW technician. I still have my career going on. So I've been with BMW for about 12 years now. And this is pretty much the only company that I've started with. And the frustration rose from being a technician. You know, I was talking a little bit before, you know, you get your toolbox and you're trying to figure out how to clean it or what to use to clean it. And a lot of times you know, we're using the wrong thing. So it's nice to kind of actually take care of your toolbox and use something that's going to, you know, protect it and not hurt it or harm it any more than what we're using in the shop. You know, we're spraying brake cleaner left and right. We're spraying, you know, all kinds of different things that are landing on it. So that's how, you know, I kind of wanted to start it off with like that. So okay. Mario?
So Mario, you know, 27, gonna be 28 this month.
Yeah,
yeah. Getting that age. I've been working on cars since I was 18, so I want to say gonna be 10 years now. Started off in a taxi shop in New York City, fixing taxi cars, yellow cabs.
Man, yeah. Started off from the down lows.
from the bottom, worked my way up to the dealer world, and then now I'm at BMW for the past 6 years now, six, 7 years now.
Right on.
So, yeah. So,
well, as Jose was saying, I totally understand the whole looking older than what you need to whenever you work on BMWs. I've worked on a few of them in the few years that I've been at my dealership, and I can tell you how frustrating they are to work on.
You see the 13 gray hairs that I have in my beard? Those are from each one of the BMWs I've had to work on.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. So.
Yeah, you kind of get used to it after a while. There's some days where, you know, like you said, you're pulling your hair. You're like, what is going on? And BMW, it'll do it to you, man. So
you kind of get used to, like, you fixing the car and then like a week later it comes back broken, but it's for something totally different. And the car just continues coming, breaking piece by piece. And you just look bad, but it's not you as the car.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that's the cool thing, being able to see you guys, you know, kind of starting from where you're at right now, because not everybody has the revenue put back, the cash flow to just bam, put out this big company with 38 SKU numbers, with, you know, shipping out a 1,000 units a month. You know, this is where you guys are starting off with your company, trying to get your name out there, trying to work forward, trying to get, you know, a product that is a really good thing that people are really going to want to have and put out and use. So it's really good getting that, I guess, organic fan base and base of customers out there to be able to use your products the way that you guys like them. And then hopefully one day that, you know, this kind of just takes off for you and that's what you do and that's what you love.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
So
hoping that. And as me and Jose, we're coming out straight out of pocket. This isn't like big loans. This is just us working each week, taking whatever we have left over to like put it back into the company. So it's moving little by little, but you know, we do what we can, working full time and then also trying to do a business. You know.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, you guys have made a fantastic set of products. For those of you guys who have been in chat or listening to the podcast, first off, welcome. Welcome to all 22 of you that are in here right now. We really appreciate you guys coming by and hanging out with us because you guys are the reasons why we're doing the podcast and we're doing the live stream is because if not, we'd be sitting here talking to each other and it's not worth recording. So we want to thank you guys for hanging out and tuning in with us tonight. But for those of you guys who are members of the Toolheads Crate service, you guys are aware of the box cleaners because we featured some of their products in some of our past crates before. So those of you guys have got it, and I've seen several people in there just, you know, praising you guys on having an amazing product that works great and does a good job. And I want to thank you guys for, you know, getting on with us and doing that as well when we were doing the Toolheads Crate and that month and featuring your guys' product. But, and you guys said before, like, you guys were wanting to get something that would take care of your toolbox. I mean, how long of a process did it take for you guys to actually come up with a formula of something that works good and is marketable?
The whole process, it was just mostly research, you know, researching what you can and cannot use and, you know, kind of reaching out to manufacturers and kind of just going back and forth and, you know, we want to make sure this is right. We don't want to, you know, anybody having any issues. We want to make sure it's right and, you know, and go about it that way. Just no hidden issues, no things like that. You know what I'm saying? So
a lot of trial and error.
We didn't want anybody
using our toolboxes as guinea pigs. No, I'm saying using our toolboxes as guinea pigs.
You know, we didn't want to put something out there as corrosive as brake cleaner. And,
right.
So it's pretty much like that. So we kind of, I did my due diligence. My toolbox manual, it's right there in the toolbox and it tells you right there. It says, hey, you can use, you know, such and such or, you know, however, whatever you want to use. You know, we're not going to sit here and say, hey, you have to use the box cleaners products. You know, it's up to you.
But you should. You really
you guys should. Give us a shot first and then you can go in. It came just like that. So it kind of, little things like that, you know, we kind of skip out on, or we kind of just, I guess we don't know at the time, and we're, you know, now we're getting knowledge, we're gaining knowledge, and pretty much trying to raise the awareness like that. So,
well, that's good. Have you guys got any, like, you know, I know you guys are probably getting all kinds of positive feedback. Is there any positive feedback that, you know, kind of took you by surprise, or, you know, something that was memorable that a customer had told you guys about, or?
The support. Like the support is great. We've getting messages. You know, the customer service was great, and I try to pride ourselves on that. You know, and just helping out, trying to answer right away. So, like the feedback like that, you know, it gives you this. You know, I don't want to sound mushy, but this tingling feeling inside when people are like, you know, this is, you know, it's nice. You know, thank you. You guys did a really good job with this, and so that kind of. You know, that keeps you motivated, keeps you fueled. So
it's nice that it's an actual product that works well and it smells nice too. Plus having that.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we try to get that smell on point with, you know. Mm-hmm.
And it actually has. So we do have one question coming in from the chat tonight, and it's one that I've asked before. I know that your guys' cleaners and everything are not marketed that way yet, but it's for matte finish toolboxes. Obviously, myself with having a matte finish toolbox, one of those things where it's hard finding products that are specifically for that one, or, you know, work in a way that we like to see them because they're hard boxes to keep clean. Like they're like the worst.
Yeah, well, I just used the hose on it while you were gone.
We'll see how that works.
We've been getting that question a lot as far as the matte finish. You can use it on the matte finish. The only thing I let people know is that because of the wax, it may leave a sheen or a shine. So if you're really, hardcore about your matte finish and you don't want to have that shine or that little bit of sheen, everybody's different. So, and it varies in different situations. So you can use it. You cannot use the polish on it. You can use the spray. So we're working on
it. We're working on it. Yeah. So we're trying to find something that's going to work, but not just throw anything out there because everybody's asking us for the matte cleaner. But we just want to be sure that it's actually going to be something that you're going to pay for and you're going to enjoy using.
Exactly.
So basically, you're not wanting to take Windex and pour that good smelling stuff in it and then just ship it out.
Not at all.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good that you guys are working to expand the catalog of what you guys have. Again, you guys got the waterless wash and wax. You guys got the polish and wax cleaner. But for those people with the matte finishes, it is good to know that you guys have something in the works and eventually we'll release something for that. So I know some people, especially this guy right here.
We're going to take care of you. We're working on it.
Now, I know JRC, he actually did try it out over on his box, and he said, it didn't leave too much of a sheen to it. It worked fairly decently, and it cleaned it very well. Yeah. That is one of the biggest things, especially in his dirty-ass shop, whatever. Sorry, Jim.
Burn.
He's got to keep that big old box clean somehow, so keeping it cleaned off, it was able to do that one. He did do a video on that one too, so
yeah, we'll give that review, that like you said, the feedback, that review was nice. That's a huge toolbox. You might need to ice your arm after cleaning that one. So
yeah, Jim's gonna be one of those guys that's gonna ask, do you guys sell the matte cleaner in a 55 gallon drum?
No, we'll make one special
for him. Just for the sheer amount of toolbox he's got.
Damn.
So, all right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to show off the Toolbox Cleaners website. If you guys want to check this out later on down the road, you can go over to theboxcleaners.com. You guys will see this exact same website and just go over some of the products that you guys have.
Okay. So we have our promotional kit right now. That's, your starter kit right there. So that comes with the two towels, the spray and the wax, and a polishing pad. And, we kind of wanted to have that nice feel. I think the box gives it a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the beginning, we were like, we'll do the box for a little while, the complete kit with the box, and then kind of just sell it individually after that. But the feedback of the box is so nice. I think it adds a nice feeling to it. Plus, when you're done with it, you can store your, nuts and bolts or your extra things laying around, maybe pens, pencils,
put in your junk drawer.
Advil, because some days you get those headaches. So you can use it for different things after you're done with the actual products inside of it. So
Now there's one question also coming in off of here. First one would be, what kind of toolboxes do you guys personally use yourself?
I have a Snap-on Master Series, the KTL 1022 Arctic Silver, and nice. I started out with something smaller before. It was okay. And then, as you grow as a tech, you start buying more tools. And next thing you know, you're like, I can't fit anything in here. So that's why I upgraded to that one. It's nice. It's got the deep drawers. I love it.
Sweet.
And the three long drawers. And, it helps out a lot. So
how about you, Mario?
Yeah. I pretty much got the same thing as Jose with the hutch and the locker. But mine's is in black. So my toolbox was mine was the one that we were testing a lot on to try to see for the squirrel marks and all that stuff. So my box has been cleaned way too many times testing stuff out on,
Your box is nicknamed the guinea pig then.
The
right?
guinea pig, pretty much.
Yes, it is the guinea pig. Yes. Yes, it is. And that box, I didn't purchase it brand new, because it's kind of expensive to get a toolbox off the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I took maybe a year going on Craigslist and finding bits and pieces, buying the bottom box, buying the hutch, buying the locker. I think I was negotiating with the guy for the locker for 6 months because that was the most cleanest black locker I could get. And he finally like budged like $100 after 6 months of trying to negotiate. But I got him down a little bit. So, yeah. But my box is definitely the guinea pig.
Sweet. Now, one of the other questions that are, we'll throw another one on here on your products. Do they work on your cars? Now, I'll personally throw this one in there. I use the spray wax. I use the crap out of it on my truck. I've got those big 12.5-inch wide wheels, those deep dish black wheels, and it works amazing on those.
Yeah, you're not gonna be using that on the Raptor lining portion of it. It's not gonna do you much good.
Not much.
you could definitely use it on painted surfaces. You know, we just leaned more towards cleaning toolboxes and stuff like that, but it definitely works for other purposes for sure. If painted surfaces,
clean your car, then clean your toolbox if you. Board in the garage, you can knock them out. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. I mean, and to be completely honest, I mean, your toolboxes, at least the nicer ones like your Matco and your Snap-on and stuff like that, the paint that they're using on it is pretty much automotive paint anyways. So it's going to have the same sort of finish and the same sort of painting surface on it as what your car is typically going to have. So, I mean, it would work, I would assume, for both of them. But, with an 8-ounce bottle, you're not going to be cleaning much of your car with an 8-ounce bottle of that. So you might want to pick up 2 or 3 of them if you're going to be washing and waxing your car with it. So
definitely.
But, I mean, an 8-ounce bottle at $8.50, I mean, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, you can go to AutoZone and buy like Meguiar's wax and stuff like that and pay $15-$20 for, a bottle that's probably, a little bit bigger than that. Maybe not too much bigger, but still, I mean, $8.50 for that, and my biggest thing about it, I love the smell of it. The smell of it is just awesome.
And even our friend in the chat, the Greek mechanic, says he puts that stuff on everything, even interior parts on his car. So how about that?
How's he saying the carnuba?
Del carnuba wax.
Carnuba wax.
And that's another thing, we didn't want to go crazy with the size. It's we're cleaning our toolboxes, so you don't need to have this giant, thing. So, we kind of wanted to keep it nice and cool and keep the size at a respectable level to clean your toolbox. So
it keeps it nice and affordable too, especially in the, like you said, with when you're working on it in your toolbox. I mean, so even somebody who's really inherently picky about their toolbox, they might clean it once or twice a week. And that 8-ounce bottle, dude, that's going to last you months and months and months.
Yeah.
You're selling them a 32-ounce bottle. That stuff's more than likely, somehow, if it goes bad, it would probably go bad, whatever, within that time. It's nice having the correct sizing for the market that you guys are selling it to, and that works really great. Yeah. Now let's go on to, your microfibers, because when I got the test box to be able to test out your products, those microfibers, those were on point.
Yeah.
So what made you want to choose those specific ones?
So with us, we pretty much had different like levels of like thickness. We had just tons of microfibers we were testing out with our exact product. So we wanted to make sure that when you were to wipe your box after spraying it down, that you're not having to go 2 or 3 times over to get the streaks away. So that was one of the biggest things with our micros. We really wanted to take pride in the micros, because you go to, AutoZone, and you could get a set of 3 or 4 microfiber towels, and you're spending $10, but they're not as good as quality as ours. So we wanted to put something affordable and just as good as quality as anything else out there, and work well with our product.
Yeah, those microfiber towels that you guys put out, those things are heavy duty and durable. Matter of fact, I've got one of your promotional kits right here that I went and grabbed prior to stream. And I'll actually show you guys with this kit what actually comes in it. So you open it up, nice paper inside, covering up everything, make it look nice. And then you open it up and you've got all kinds of product in here. So like I was saying, the 8-ounce bottle, just to give you guys size and reference, I mean, there's my hand. It's about that big. But this thing, I mean, I've had one of these bottles for, matter of fact, my first bottle I got with the Toolheads crate. And that was our second or third crate?
Yeah, it was like 5 or 6 months ago.
Yeah, 5 or 6 months ago, and I think I'm only down like this far, and I've cleaned my toolbox like at least once a week since then.
Nice.
But as for these microfiber towels, I mean, these things are just the cat's ass. I mean, they are nice big microfiber towels. I mean, they're probably, I'd say, what, 13 inches by 13 inches?
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, about.
I mean, those things are, and the super heavy duty, got nice stitching on them around the edges, got your nice little tag here with your box cleaner and information on how to wash it. You know, it says do not use bleach, fall in love with your box again, don't use this to strangle your kids, that sort of stuff. And but yeah, I mean, and it's just super soft. I mean, it's like like a baby's blanket almost.
Don't fool anybody, Ron. You wipe your face with that daily.
Maybe. It's just soft. And then your pink one, which is, it's not, this one's not necessarily a microfiber, correct?
That one, yes. That's a microfiber as well.
Okay. Because, I mean, the texture difference between the two, there is quite a bit of difference. Like, one is considerably softer than this one is.
Yes. The pink one is a lighter towel, a lighter GSM, so... It's you know, that the gray one is like heavy duty right out the gate. Your box is filled. Yeah. You haven't cleaned it in years. Let's start by, you know, let's fill that towel up. And then you can use the pink one, the lighter one, to in between cleanings, you know, for like, you know, your maintenance. Once it's all cleaned up, it shouldn't be as dirty as it was, you know, for that past 3 years, 4 years, or, you know, the last time you cleaned it. So.
Gotcha. Right. So, hey, Ron, why don't you put a let's throw up a link to their website into the chat here. A couple people have asked, do you guys also, going from another question, do you ship to Canada?
Do we have not shipped to Canada yet, because we've gotten questions about shipping over to like the UK and things like that. It's really pricey. We saw the shipping, and you know, it's like, we don't want to hurt anybody's pockets like that. If it's not too bad to ship to Canada, we'll let them know and kind of see if that's something that they want to do. But we're not going to say, hey, yeah, we're going to ship it to you. And
so on a case-by-case basis, how would they get a hold of you to ask that? What's the best way?
They can reach us at theboxcleaners@gmail.com, or they can hit us up on Instagram if they have Instagram or Facebook. So.
Sweet. And then right here also, Captain Ron has dropped down into the comments below. If you guys use code LIVESTREAM at checkout, you guys will get 20% off of your order. Thank you to the box cleaners for that one, supplying them to our listeners tonight.
No problem. No problem. It'll last all week. We'll, you know, enter it for the whole week. And
Yeah, we literally had people in the comments saying, "Hey, wait, you know, wait, I'm ordering this stuff right now." So, like, here, we got coupons coming for you.
And the last but not least out of the promotional box is your guys' polish and wax compound that you guys actually put in here as well. So, tell us a little bit about this as well.
The polish and wax is mainly used for the light swirls and scratches on your toolbox.
Yeah.
It's not too abrasive. It's not too heavy duty. You know, it's just to, you know, once you clean it up, then you see a little swirls and you got the light scratches, and you just want to kind of go over that, because a lot of times the dirt is instilled in those scratches. And once you wipe it away, you start to see scratches you've never seen there before. You're like, oh, well, it wasn't like this before, but it might have been there for a while. So you're like, all right, let me, you know, go over a little bit, touch it up, and kind of and that's why we kind of included that in the kit as well. So,
and also the sponges.
Yes, the sponges, which I don't think I have any of those around me at the moment, but we'll pull them up on the website here in a minute. Now, one thing I will say about this stuff is that one of our former employees that we had working with us, he had bought a Snap-on box off of the tool truck that was a used box. It had a hutch and everything like that, and it had a lot of real fine scratches in it. And we actually used this and one of Kyle's buffing wheels and took like an actual buffing wheel to it with this stuff, and it took a lot of the scratches, a lot of the visibility of those scratches out.
Yeah.
Which I thought was actually really cool.
Yeah. And that's
once again, my toolbox was the test on that.
Yeah.
After you clean that black toolbox and you see all those throw marks, you're like, all right, now we got to get a polisher for this thing. So that's where that came into place.
Yep. So, like, if you guys go over to the website and look at their website, the promotional box, which is what I showed you guys tonight, which is your polish and wax, your spray cleaner, and two microfiber towels, and I believe did it have a sponge in there or not?
Yeah, I have a kit here too.
look at you being prepared.
a little bit. Yeah, the sponge looks like this. So it's a one step sponge, pad sponge, whatever you guys want to call it. So it's pretty good. A little bit more elbow grease in this one than using an actual polisher or like a machine. So, but it's nice, and it kind of gives you something where you don't want to go too crazy if you're not familiar with using a machine and you kind of just want to do it yourself. And that's what we kind of want to offer. It's a do it yourself kind of thing, and kind of start out like that. So.
Gotcha. So, like I was saying, with the promotional kit, you guys get one of each of the polish and wax and the cleaner, two microfiber towels, and a polishing sponge. Was originally $35, but now you can get it on sale on their website for $30 even, which is a really good deal considering that these are going to last you quite some time. And the microfiber rags, those things, you can throw them in your washer, clean them, and use them continuously, and they are going to last forever.
Yes.
So
now, hopefully. Somebody did ask in the comments: is there any special way on cleaning those microfibers?
No fabric softener, no bleach. But you can wash them like you normally would, and dry them like you normally would. I'd say wash them separate from your boxes and your socks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can wash it like that, and I would keep it separate. Just so you don't use anything else and it might contaminate it from your regular laundry or anything like that. So and no fabric softener. It doesn't work good with the microfiber towels. It actually does like the opposite effect. So,
and we had a couple people in chat say how they absolutely love the 80s logos on the box, which I love it
who
too.
Designed it? Who designed it?
That was our partner Jay who recently passed away. Yeah. So we kind of started out. We were like, we need something cool, something that's going to be attractive, that catches people's eye. And that was it. And the colors, everything, it was, that's where it pretty much came from. So it goes well with the 80s music, the 80s theme music. And so that's
kind of. It reminds me of like you go up or you see the movies with the 80s, like car washes where they have the big boxy letters, three lines of color into them.
Yep. That was neon and
Yep, neon with a chrome backing. Yep, that's straight up right there.
Yep,
right up those guys' alley. It's pretty awesome.
thank you.
All right, well, we're about hitting the midway point. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a second, and we're going to. You guys heard us talk about it a little bit earlier. The box cleaners were actually featured in our subscription-based product called Toolheads Crate. For those of you guys that are new to the chat or new to the podcast that haven't heard about that, we have a subscription-based business where we do a Toolheads Crate and we send it to you. Now, you guys might be asking, what's the Toolheads Crate got in it? It's got tools, it's got products, it's got coupon codes, it's got apparel. There's a ton of stuff, and each month is completely different. We send it to you straight to your home, $35.99 a month, plus direct shipping to your house, and you guys can get a monthly crate that comes to you guys with a bunch of awesome products, just like the box cleaners. We rotate stuff out all the time, and do we have any hints on what this month's going to be, Mr. Kyle?
It's all about sharp stuff.
All about the sharp stuff.
It's got some sweet sharp stuff. We are featuring an item from SP Tools because SP Tools is offering the tool up for our Golden Wrench Winners Package. If you guys don't know what that one is, every single month, one lucky subscriber is going to win the Golden Wrench. That will be a tool that is specifically put out this month from one of our companies who have helped us along the way, and this month it's from SP Tools USA. They're putting out their Golden Wrench tool, which is a set of really, really nice carbide bits. Carbide bits, one specifically made for aluminum and another one specifically made for steel products. Each one of those are valued at $150, so it's a $300 value for the Golden Wrench winner this month.
Yep. And like I said, who doesn't like to get, tools to come to them. Sometimes they're going to be stuff that you've seen before, but you're like, I don't really want to spend the money on it. You might end up getting those in there. Previous Golden Crate winners have had like borescopes, a complete full care package from the box cleaners. You guys supplied one for one of the months. Drawing a blank on other stuff that we've had. I've slept since then.
We throw all kinds of cool stuff into there, but it's a really fun, nice thing for you guys to be able to get into the mail every single month. $35.99. You can go over to the website, which Ron put it into the comments here, www.toolheadscrate.com.
All right. All right. So now we're going to go into the portion of the podcast video stream where we talk about what we've been up to. So we're going to start with you guys. Jose, what have you been up to this week? Anything fun?
This week, I watched some football today. I had a couple of drinks last night. if I look a little tired, that's what it's from. So, I don't really go out too often. So it was kind of cool to kind of hang out and have a couple of beers and, you know, just kind of relax and wind down. I love doing this, but sometimes it's like nice to just, you know, to get away from everything and kind of relax. And that was pretty cool. So
that's cool. Yeah, I totally understand that as well. Mario, what have you been doing this week? Anything fun?
Well, I had to go to one of those gender reveal parties.
Oh.
And the interesting part about one of those things was that it was twins. Mm. So, yep. Yeah,
So what'd you find out?
Boy and a girl.
There you go.
So it was kind of confusing. It was kind of confusing. Yeah. It was a little confusing when you saw the blue and the pink. So you're like, whoa, what's going on?
Wait a minute.
Somebody messed up the balloons.
Yeah. That's what we thought. But yeah. So yeah, having twins is crazy. I feel like I'm the only one without kids.
Oh.
Yeah, I say I've got kids. Kyle's got kids.
Yeah.
Jose just got a new one.
Just got a new one.
He's got a new one.
He's 6 months, 6.5 months now. No, he's going to be 7 months, actually. Seven months.
Time flies.
Yeah. He looks like he's two, man. He's putting on the pounds. It's crazy.
By the way, I want to take a second and give a big shout out to our man, the maintenance man, dropping a $9.99 super sticker, brand new super sticker to YouTube. So thank you very much, as he puts it, our number one fan.
Nice.
Mr. Kyle, we know what you've been up to. Why don't you give us a little information about that?
I guess we could go into a little bit of information on that. As you guys, if you were following the channel this last week, I made it over to SEMA out in big old Las Vegas with all the shiny lights, big-chested women, and lots of free booze. But it was a lot, you know, a lot of fun for that one. I saw more items and more new things to the market than one person should be able to see in 1 week. It was the size of that show is way too big. It is so absolutely big that you totally are underestimated how big it actually is until you get there. Each one of the halls that they go into is like the size of 4 football fields, and it is just gigantic. Not only is there just one of them, there's like 7 different halls to go through. So thousands and thousands and thousands of exhibitors, tool companies, automotive manufacturers, anything aftermarket parts for cars, motorcycles, UTVs, car builders out the yin yang. God, I didn't even get to go outside to be able to see any of the outside exhibitors for the tire shows, the fancy custom built cars out there. I didn't even get to go check out any of those. I tried to stay around a lot of the tools, the hand tool things, electric tools, trying to see what is coming out new to the market. Thankfully, with some of the companies that I have been working on and working with, they were able to get me a spot in their booth to be able to talk about what they had going on for SEMA, get out some really great plans and items for them, as well as do some giveaways. So we did giveaways with SP Tools, we did giveaways with Milwaukee, and we did giveaway with Vampire Tools as well, which we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. We also had SP Tools USA on the show a couple of weeks ago. So it was really great to put, you know, a face and a name to some of the people and see everything and all these companies and what they've been working on, you know, trying to bring these amazing products out to this brand new show. This is pretty much their unveiling for their new things coming out to the market that'll be coming out here in quarter one of this next year. So I've got some great footage that I'm going to be trying to put together. I didn't get a film as much as I thought I would. And, you know, that's just because I've got something shiny syndrome and I'm just jumping around all over the place, going left and right all over this show. And it was just really amazing to be able to see this stuff. Hopefully I get the chance to go next year and maybe even get a walk around some more. I didn't even get it, make it hardly at all down to the Apex, which is pretty much another convention for a lot of the aftermarket parts and tools manufacturing for OEM stuff. I didn't even get to come down to those either. So that kind of sucked that I didn't get to make down there, but that's a whole nother show in itself. And hopefully we'll be able to get some really cool items seen from another couple of channels. I know Autobahn Dan was over there. Client Graphics was over there. I got to check him out. Craving Cars, he was also there. Got to meet up with him. There were some other really great people. I got to meet 1970s Chevelle guy. And there was some really awesome people there. Lots of great people at the show. It was an awesome experience. If you guys haven't got the chance to go, or you do have the chance to get there, I would highly recommend it. It changes the way you see the industry.
Nice. But wear some comfy shoes, right?
Definitely. Definitely. I had... Each day, the smallest amount of steps that I had each day was 16,000 steps on my little watch thing. That was the smallest.
I mean, and to put that in perspective, I mean, we do roughly at our shop, like we do roughly around 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
So it's the equivalent of walking, basically walking around at work and then some every single day. But you're just
good exercise
in the desert.
Oh yeah.
Have you been there before prior to the
no?
Okay.
No, I have never even been to Vegas before.
Yeah.
So it was an eye-opening experience just getting to go to Vegas, period.
Yeah.
And we had a really good time. You know, you had the show every single day from like, so you get up, everybody usually goes to breakfast about 7 or so. Then the show is from 9 to 5. You get to see everything in that amount of time. That's when everybody's in their booths. After 5 o'clock, everything winds down. People go to dinner. You get to, you know, kind of enjoy the evening. So we got to go out to dinner with some really great people and some great companies. Like I said, getting to put a face to the names and enjoy a meal with them. And then we didn't have a whole lot of time to get out and about because you couldn't get too crazy because you had to be up for 7 a.m. for breakfast and, you know, their early activities the next day before the show started at 9. So we usually went back to the hotel. They had obviously every single hotel there has a casino. So we did some gambling, did some playing. Actually, I walked away from Vegas winning money on top of that.
Oh,
that
nice.
Made the experience all that much better.
Win-win situation.
Not only did he walk away winning money, his wife who went with him also walked away winning money.
Sure did. Nice. I actually got to go to the airport on the way home. We got there too early, so we had to burn about 2 hours. I ended up walking away with a couple $100 from the airport too.
Yeah, slot machines everywhere over there.
Dude, everywhere.
I need that type of luck, man.
Yeah.
I know. Trust me, I say the same exact thing every single time. I go to a casino and I'm like, I got nothing. I leave. Yeah. I leave with nothing. Nothing but a good time.
Fun.
Someday, Gavin Ron. Someday, buddy.
Yeah, one of these days I'll have something cool. But it happens. So, as for my week, I spent my week holding down the fort here in Ohio. I helped Kyle out with the live streams from SEMA. So, if you guys want to check those out, make sure you guys go check out his YouTube channel over on YouTube at Mr. Rust Belt Mechanic. But other than that, I was holding down the house and holding down shop. I was, pretty busy with a lot of stuff at work, trying to keep up and make the hours and, not let the shop burn down. So super exciting / boring, whichever way you want to look at it, week for me. next week, now that we're back into normal rotation, I'm going to try to get YouTube videos done this week so I can get some more of those out. I just hit 1500 subscribers this week, so new milestone for me. Thank you everybody for that. Do you guys have a YouTube channel? I mean, do you guys do any videos like that?
We want to do it. It's in a sense, sometimes things can get overwhelming, you know, trying to handle work and handle other things on, you know, but I definitely want to do that. I want to make, I don't want to just put anything out there. I want to, you know, I want to make it funny too. I want you guys to watch it and you guys are like, you know, rolling on the floor, laughing. And
you guys do a great job on your Instagram page. I love what you guys do on there. They do put a nice bit of comedic humor in with a lot of their posts too. So I do like that one.
Yeah. So I like to try to incorporate all that. So it should be fun. you might see some dancing in there. You might see a bunch of different things, but.
Hey. Oh, Jose's definitely a good dancer.
Hey, the key to YouTube is being able to put yourself out there and have fun with it. So, I mean, if you're already in that mindset, you're going to do great.
Yeah. Well, you guys broke us out of our shell right now. So this is a...
I mean, for those of you guys that have never seen these guys before, that's because you've never seen these guys before. They've never done a live stream on YouTube. So thank you very much for choosing us to be your first live stream experience. I hope it's going well.
Thank you.
Pop that live stream cherry.
Yeah. Shout out to Chaka for that $2 super chat saying, "Good evening, Rust Belt. Ryobi is trash."
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, man. All right, so we are we're getting ready to wind down the live stream, but we don't want everybody to go away empty-handed. So, how about we do a giveaway?
That sounds good.
Everybody loves giveaways.
We got something for you guys.
All right, so guys, why don't you tell us about what you guys are planning to give away?
We're going. Mario, you want to tell him? Mario, you can tell him.
Well, we're going to give them one of our box cleaner kits that you saw with Captain Ron showing. The two microfibers, wax, sponge, and the spray. Waterless washer and wax. Bam, right there.
Those,
total of how much is that?
$30.
$30?
Yeah. $30. Save some money. $30. Holidays are coming up.
Yep. Could give it away. Give it a gift. You know, they wrap real easy.
There we go. Captain Ron just put that one down into the comments to start at. To be able to get into this giveaway, go ahead and put !! Box cleaners into the comments below. That will get you put into the giveaway. Everyone, you can feel free to put it in as many times as you want. However, our chat bot is awesome enough to keep it track for us, and you only get one entry per person.
Yep. So we're going to run this for about 5 minutes or so. Just give us some time to kind of, you know, wind things down. Then we will do a drawing for the giveaway. And once we get done, whoever the winner is, you guys have to be here in chat to be able to claim it. So make sure you guys stay here for the duration of the giveaway. And then we'll get you guys in contact with Jose and Mario, and then we'll get you guys your winning package of box cleaners.
So, guys, let's look forward to where are the box cleaners going to be going here in the next year or so. You guys going to be looking to be putting out new products over this year, updating some of your old ones, new things coming along. What's it going to be looking like for you?
Definitely some new products, little upgrades. We'd like to get some feedback, you know, from people who's purchased, customers who purchased before, you know, kind of see what they feel, or even from you guys, you know, whatever you guys want to see. And we'd like to grow a stronger foundation, you know, it's build up, you know, from where we're at now, kind of build a bigger platform and just kind of take it, you know, day by day. And definitely like to put out some new products, some new videos, some new content, you know, kind of just, you know, make it bigger. So I think we have a lot of room where we can grow, and there's a lot of potential, and we got to take advantage of that potential. So,
and we take our customers' opinion very seriously. So if you guys want to contact us on, you know, our Gmail or on our Instagram, we actually really appreciate that.
Yeah,
a lot.
That's awesome. Hopefully within that amount of time and you guys go through testing of these new products, hopefully Mario's box has some paint left on it.
Right.
We're going to get a new Instagram post here, and it's going to have this big old eggshell top to it. You're like, I don't know. It's too bad. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he might not have anything left, man. We'll just keep trying it on mine, and that's cool.
So. I'll have to Craigslist him another toolbox just to be a good pick toolbox.
I'm definitely on Craigslist right now looking for another toolbox.
so. So has anybody seen or anybody suggested anything, any products that are kind of like way out in left field?
Not yet. The only product that a lot of people, you know, like is the they want to see a matte finish. So other than that, no, we haven't heard anything really, you know, out there.
Okay.
So it's been pretty cool so far. So.
And you guys said, and we were talking earlier, you said you guys would like to try to get a tool cleaner as well at some point down the road.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's definitely something we like to do as well. So.
Right on.
But well, like this, right now we're in the testing part. So, you know, we don't want to just throw anything out there.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Like I said, if you guys have any suggestions for them, make sure you guys hit them up on social media and make sure you guys go follow them as well. Instagram at The Box Cleaners and Facebook. You can guys look them up as The Box Cleaners as well. So got about another minute or so before the giveaway is done.
Make sure you put in that into the comments below if you haven't already, exclamation point Box Cleaners to get in for the giveaway. You got about a minute left on that one. Somebody in comments also just asked a really good question. I would have to say Michael Ashline asks, if we have our boxes wrapped or the tops of the handles wrapped, do your products still work and should they still work for that?
Yes, it'll work on the wrap surface as well.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Sweet.
I like seeing these wrap tools. They're changing the game now, these manufacturers. It's nice, so. But yes, you can definitely you can use it on the wrap surface. So.
Sweet. All right, guys, got about 30 seconds left. If you haven't got in already, exclamation point Box Cleaners into the comments down below to be able to get a chance to win the $30 giveaway for the Box Cleaners care package. Got to shine up that toolboxes, boys. And then if you don't end up winning,
and if you guys,
like I told you earlier, we do have the coupon code also to put in there. Captain Ron, if you want to throw that in there one more time also.
I'm trying. My computer's being dumb.
Sounds like us at work, man. The computers never want to work. It's always something.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and close the giveaways now. We've hit the 5-minute mark. So I'm assuming it said that in chat because apparently my YouTube chat just decided not to want to work, but whatever. So yeah, like I said before, if you guys don't win tonight, you guys can also get 20% off by using live stream at checkout over at theboxcleaners.com. But right now we're going to pick a winner, and that winner is going to be...
Drum roll.
Do it. Click it.
R. Taylor.
R. Taylor. Hey, I see him in here. Let's see. Are you here, buddy? Let's see your comment one more time. You do have to be present here in the chat to be able to win it. Just need to see somebody comment in.
Give him a few seconds to speak up or forever hold his peace. If we don't see him, then we will re-roll for another winner. Although he did say great show, guys, so he may have already taken off.
Let's hope not. R. Taylor. Paging R. Taylor. Paging R. Taylor. We need to see you here.
Give him another 20 seconds.
Boy, that would just be some bad luck to hop out like 30 seconds before the giveaway. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Comments.
At the buzzer. So R. Taylor, make sure you hit up the Box Cleaners over on Instagram. You can direct message them over on Instagram and get with them, give them your shipping address, and they will get that shipped out to you. And you're gonna win 2 microfiber towels. And you're going to win the wax and polished cleaner spray, courtesy of the Box Cleaners. All right, guys. Well, do you guys have anything else to add for the evening?
No, just thank you for having us. Thanks to everybody that joined. And, you know, if you haven't followed us already, give us a follow. Hit us up with some questions. You know, thank you for breaking me out of this show, because I don't know if it wasn't for this, I don't know how long it's been before I did an actual live stream. So I appreciate it. This was pretty cool. So
Well, not a problem.
Yeah, it was definitely
guys.
A good experience.
We are definitely glad that you were able to come on and hang out with us for a little while and show off your products and tell everybody about them. So that way, if they haven't got one before or haven't heard about you, then they can go check you out, get some products from you, and have a nice clean box. Because yeah. I mean, you're spending tons of money on a box. You got to take care of it, and you want it to look good too.
Yep. So definitely.
All right, Mr. Kyle, do you have anything to add before we close this out?
I just want to remind everybody that if you guys do want to order anything else from the Box Cleaners, all you guys have to do is use code LIVESTREAM in at checkout over at theboxcleaners.com. That will get you 20% off of any orders on there through Friday this next week.
Till Sunday.
Seven more days. That one will be good through to there. So if you're waiting on that last next paycheck, make sure you get them put in. There's
we
no
gave them some time. Friday, you get paid. Couple of days.
And speaking of next Sunday, live stream is going to be over on Mr. Kyle's channel. So if you guys haven't followed him, make sure you guys go check him out at Rust Belt Mechanic on Instagram. But more importantly, Rust Belt Mechanic on YouTube. Give him a subscribe and follow. Do the same for me. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, make sure you guys hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, and that bell notification so you guys know when we come out with awesome videos and live streams just like this. If you guys haven't heard already, we are also doing our own podcast, which is actually a rebroadcast of this show, which will go up on your favorite podcast listening program, I guess you could say. So if you guys want to send that out to everybody else, make sure you guys please share that on your social medias as well. You guys can find that on Anchor. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There's a number of places that it's available on. So if you guys go out and find us, make sure you guys share us and get the word out about this so that we can get some more people in here to enjoy our program.
And if you haven't already on your way out, make sure you hit that thumbs up button too, because the captain needs to see more thumbs up. We need to see more thumbs up to the captain's channel.
Yeah,
definitely,
we do.
Guys, make sure you hit that one before you guys head out. I appreciate being able to see everybody in here every single week. It's really a nice experience to be able to give us some really good input from what we've done this week. Some awesome companies just like you guys, Jose and Mario from the Box Cleaners, getting to see some of their amazing products that are coming out here on the market. Yeah, some innovative things that have come out for you guys. I'm glad to be able to bring those to you. Captain Ron, he does a great job being able to find them here this week. Appreciate it, buddy. That's about all I've got here for you two guys. I appreciate you guys tuning in.
All right. And
thank you so much.
And until next time. You guys stay awesome. Wait, that's the wrong catchphrase.
You got it right.
Nope. We'll see you next time.
All right, guys.